Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News for Monday, August 3rd. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will schedule public hearings on two planned unit developments, one in Dothan and another on Peacock Road near Tabor City. The proposed residential developments will bring several hundred new homes each to the county. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in the Commissioners' Chambers in the County Office Building on Webster Street in Whiteville. Greg Hewitt, Doug Smith, and other volunteers destroyed a large beaver dam in Soul Swamp on Friday with the assistance of an explosives expert. The work is being done to help reduce some of the flooding problems in the downtown area. The expert was paid for by donations collected from local downtown business owners. A high-speed chase through Whiteville on Thursday night ended with the suspect fighting law enforcement officers in the area of Zaxby's on U.S. 701 North. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers says officers attempted to stop a known wanted suspect near Walmart, and the suspect fled. This is a developing story. The Columbus County Animal Shelter was closed to all but emergency intakes due to overcrowding. Adoptable pets can be found on their Facebook page. Donations of food are being accepted at Garganus Farm Store in Whiteville, as well as the shelter on Legion Drive. Whiteville and Chadburn Police Departments, along with the Sheriff's Office, will host National Night Out on Tuesday. Whiteville City Police and the Columbus County Sheriff's Office will hold their event from 6 until 8:30 p.m. in the Whiteville City Hall parking lot. And Chadburn Police Department and other first responders will host their event for residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 until 8 p.m. National Night Out is an annual community building event to bring police and communities together. A new federal grant program could help schools, colleges, and nonprofits build a new generation of foresters. Representative David Rouser is one of the sponsors of the bill to introduce a new generation into the billion-dollar forest industry. We have more on the program on our website, columbuscountynews.com. Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley officially has announced his plans to run for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Former North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper threw his hat in the ring early last week, leading two Democrat candidates to bow out of the race. Early polls showed Whatley far ahead of Cooper. Hurricane season officially began in June, but August marks the start of what is typically the busiest part of the season for our area. The National Hurricane Center has called for a busier season than usual. Officials are monitoring one system currently that could develop next week. It's a good time now to check and restock your emergency supplies in case we do have a storm. The Columbus County Health Department will be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4 p.m. on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.